Shalom everyone, as we are in the Yom Shvi Shal Hanukkah, approaching quickly Shabbos Parshas Miketz, in an unusual year where Shabbos Parshas Miketz is not Hanukkah, it's actually the day after Hanukkah. If there's an Yisrochak to Hanukkah, that's what it is. So let's say a word on Parshas Miketz, and then we'll see if we can have a thought that's Negea Mota today. Beginning with Parshas Miketz. The Gemara says in Saita, Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, B'Shah Shama LeYosef LeParei, the time that, rather, Parei said to Yosef, B'Shah Shama LeParei LeYosef, U'Beradecha LeYorim Ishes Yadai, that you'll be a leader on Mitzrayim, almost Sagni LeParei, there was a complaint from the officers of Parei. You want Yosef to be the leader of Mitzrayim, the viceroy. He has to have 70 of the shyness. So Gavriel, as you know, the Malach, as Rashi brought, came to teach him 70 languages. I have a cook on that. It didn't work. So the Gemara says that a letter of God's name was added to Yosef's name. Balama, then presto, he was able to understand Shinemar, as it says in Tehillim, Eidus bihi Yosef Shema, Shmai, the Gemara is Dashi. Eidus Yosef Shema, with Dashi, Eidus bihi Yosef Shmai, his name became Yosef, but say Sayalas Mitzrayim, at the time that he went on out to Mitzrayim. So Gavaldi, so we're told that Yosef learned to Shivim Lashon, which we know, and for that to happen, a Kaddish Baruch Hu learned to added an ice. The question, of course, is that learning 70 Lashonis in one day is a miracle. It's a chiddush that Yosef didn't know, and that the Eid is from the Shem Hashem. I mean, to learn 70 languages in a lifetime is a challenge. 70 languages in one shot. So why was it that Meikora, they thought originally, Kaviyachol God said, we'll teach him. And then he said, oh, we have to add ice. Well, what changed exactly? Needs an explanation. The Mashar that Gemara is another kasha. It says in the same Gemara in Saita, it says a different reason a letter was added to his name. It says, Shemayim b'seiser, I see for loy ice. Because Yosef was Makadishem Shemayim b'seiser, meaning that he resisted the temptation of Eishes Petifar. Nobody knew about it, but B'Seisr was a Kiddush Hashem. So Hashem added the hay of Yosef. So Gemara says, like the Marsha, a different reason for the hay to be added. In order to explain this, I saw in the Sefer Ivra Dadasha Gevaldik. He says the following. He calls the Chiddush Harim. The Harim says the language of every nation reflects the personality of that nation. It reflects the essence of that nation. Chishim there specifically is talking about Lashon Tzar Farsi, the French language. The French, as you know, are more into, or so to speak, culturally more attached to certain what we consider to be improper behavior between the genders. And it's a Lashon Maguna. And therefore, that's reflected in the language of French. Lushurim says that the reason Rashi sticks some French words in to his Pirush HaChomish Balaz, he sticks in a French word, L'mayshcha the Kedusha, to somehow pull the language to Kedusha. Now, I don't know how that works. I have no clue. But one thing, what he is saying is that the language has something to do with the people. Of course, with this, we can understand that Parai, who was able to learn 69 languages, he was not able to grasp Lashon Kodesh. No, he was 69, he came to Lashon Kodesh. No, the essence of Lashon Kodesh is Kedusha, and therefore he was not able to grasp the language. That may explain why in today's modern Hebrew, modern Ivrit, it strays from true Lashon Kodesh in many ways, because it's not so simple to just be able to grasp the Heilige Lashon, the Lashon Kodesh. Some Sefer writes that when Klai Yisrael came back in the Bayis Sheni, they spoke Aramis. And Sefer wonders, he says, he sees people from other nations go to other countries, and you know, the Spanish are still speaking Spanish, Why could the Jews, after 70 years, lose their excellence in Lashon Kodesh? She says the same idea. The idea that the language has to do with the essence of the people. And to the degree that Lashon Kodesh has to do with Kedusha, when you're missing Kedusha, then it's hard to grasp Lashon Kodesh. Yosef could not grasp the 70 Lashonos. Why? If Gavriel is the teacher, apparently Gavriel felt confident he could do it. The answer is, it was not because there was something missing in the teacher-student relationship. Yosef had the intellect to grasp the 70 languages. But he was so Kaddish that his mouth only spoke Lashon Kodesh. It only spoke Lashon Kodesh. To stop mixing into other languages with other values, It didn't work. It wouldn't work for Yosef. However, the Gemara is telling us that in the Sus, that he was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, the Seser, the Yosef in private, alone, away from the Jewish people, stayed faithful to Torah Kedoshah. That gave him the power, that gave him the ability to withstand the Nisyanis of the nations of the world. Allowed him to absorb the language of the 69 Lashonos without having a reader, without falling in his level. So that, it's true, the hay was added because of the Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. But Hagufa, that's the reason that he was able to absorb the 69 Lashonos. And there should be a danger of being influenced by it. His neshama shouldn't take it. But because he had this protection from the influence of the Umas Olam, he was able to take it. This is a beautiful thought regarding the 70 of the Shinies. I'd like to share with you a thought as the Yom Tif of Hanukkah slowly, slowly comes to an end. A number of years ago on Parsha Sayakel, I spoke out that there are different attributes to fire. Fire is very unusual in the physical world. It's the least physical thing that we can see. And there are many attributes of fire. You have four defining attributes. That it gives light, that it warms, that it destroys, that means it consumes, and that it spreads. Those are four defining, unique attributes to Aish. And there are really two sets. Lighting and warming are constructive attributes of fire. Consuming and spreading are destructive attributes of fire. We understand then that at the snare, where there was a fire, that was a fire of holiness. It gave light and warmed, but it did not destroy. It did not spread, it did not destroy at all. There's one other time in creation that a fire lit and gave light and warmth, but did not consume. There's only one other time that it happened with a physical fire, and that is the Ner Chanukah in the Beis HaMikdash. When the Ner was lit and it burnt for 8 days, it's not Stam a miracle. Presto, a magic trick, a Kadosh Baruch Hu can make that the fire burns and it doesn't destroy. Remez Yeshbay, there's really a very important message. And that is that the fire was meir, gave light, veinei seref, and it didn't consume. It's a spiritual type of a fire. And that's the type of fire that protects Klal Yisrael. A warmth, a light that Klal Yisrael has without knocking others, without consuming, without trying to destroy. That's why we find Danane Eish protected Klal Yisrael. Third place, there was fire that didn't destroy. Dananim, the clouds of fire, what exactly the pillars of fire were, but they didn't destroy. They gave light, they gave warmth, they gave protection. What protects Klal Yisrael? The light, the warmth. There's something more. There's a Sur Meira and an Asay Taiv. Now, Asay Taiv is the warmth and light of Terasenu HaKadosh. The Sur Meira is the struggle to avoid negative influence. It's a battle in Klal Yisrael. The Asay Taiv is the light and the warmth. It's what we have to seize upon to be able to spread the Arhat Torah. And at the same time, we have to fight the battle of the Sur Meira. But we can understand that with the light of doubling down in Akia Mitzvahs, we'll have the strength to be elevated people and to be able to do better. And so, one thought for Parshas Miketz, one thought for Hanukkah. Let me end with a request for some of you to learn the story of one of the kings in Sefer Melachim. They're going to think, oh no, how many Parakim does he want me to learn? How many Parakim? I'll tell you. The king that I want you to learn about is likely a king that you don't know. That's okay. Nobody knows this king. Very few people, at least. There was a king over the Ten Shvatim, Yehoiachaz, the son of Yehu. Yehu was well known. He was a tzaddik, and Yehoiachaz was his son who succeeded him. His story is in Perek Gimel Melachim Beis, and it's only seven psukim, Pasuk Aleph through Pasuk Zayin. And there really is an incredible lesson. Yehoiachaz was Vayasa Rabbeinu Hashem. He was not a good king. He did a lot of Averis. What happened when he did Averis? So, again, something that happens in the Hach. The Jewish people, the Ten Shvat, they became subjugated in the battle, and they lost the battle, and they become subjects of the king of Aram. What happened after that? After that, Yehoiachaz davened, V'yichal Yehoiachaz as Pnei Hashem. Yehoiachaz davened, the Gemara says, he davened mitech lachatz. He davened because of the pressure of the enemy that was attacking. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. V'yishma elav Hashem. Why? Ki ra eslachat Yisrael. Ki lachat Zayisim al-Kharam. Because they were davening from real feelings of being pressured and being in trouble, and the only person to call is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, what's so extraordinary about this? They did have errors. They were punished. And they davened, and Hashem helped them. I'll tell you what's incredible. Because in Pasuk Vav, it says, if the Kadosh Baruch Hu helped them because of the davening, it says, Achloi soru mechatois beisirova meshechti is Yisrael. Baholach. V'gam ha'asherah amda b'shemrei. Unbelievable. He didn't do tshuva. He wasn't a holding by doing tshuva. The same averis he did before, he did now. Im kol zeh. He davened to Takadish Baruch Hu with a language of lachatz, a language of despair, a language of turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Mashiach, and he was answered. It's an absolutely incredible lesson in the Kayach of Tzila, that the Kayach of Tzila has the ability to push through even where the person is not roi. As long as he davens a Tzila Shleima, he davens a Sesir Tzila, believing that his Yeshua will come from the Ravai Nishalayim. We certainly hope that the tzillas that Klai Yisrael are davening, so many tzillas during this period of time, we should feel when a tragedy happens, such as this week, and so many soldiers died in one day. What are we to take from it? I'll tell you what we have to take from it. The lachatz of Klai Yisrael, the pressure of Klai Yisrael, and to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu mi'umka deliva. And with that, I want to wish one and all a meaningful remainder of Hanukkah, and there's a Hashem. We should all be excited to see the Yeshua in Eretz Yisrael today, and the Yeshua for all of Klal Yisrael. Kol tov.